Tawakkul comes from the root word wakala. Wakala means...
Today, I'd like to read to you an excerpt from...
Allah is the unique Arabic name.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed. His decree, though, we learn...
This is Foresight, a program on how to worship Allah. Today's tip, the concept of sincerity and being an engine for victories, especially in our ubudiyah, our worship, our servitude, and our obedience to Allah. Welcome back, dear friends. This is Foresight on IRIB English Radio. So we are talking about sincerity as an engine for victories, and of course its role in our ubudiyah, our worship, our servitude, and our obedience to Allah. So we find that sincerity, of course, is one of the fundamental factors that increases and helps and strengthens and levels up our ubudiyah, our worship, our servitude, and our obedience to Allah. The more sincere we are in our ubudiyah, the more powerful our ubudiyah becomes. And the more sincere we are in our ubudiyah, we find that the stronger our connection to the Almighty Allah becomes. Of course, ubudiyah and worship and servitude and obedience to Allah is a very wide range and wide scope that it involves. Now, fundamentally, we can say that sincerity, it means having no hypocrisy in one's heart or mind or soul. And so the only purpose is the satisfaction of the Almighty Allah. The more sincere an individual is, the more hypocrisy is removed from their selves. Eventually, this sincerity becomes so powerful that one only sees Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is that purity of sincerity, or it is that sincerity in purity that leads a person towards eternal salvation and prosperity. The more one is sincere, the more they become stronger in their all-encompassing ubudiyah, their all-encompassing worship, servitude, and obedience to Allah. And we find that in the Islamic Republic of Iran, because it is based upon the teachings of the pure Muhammadan Islam, we find that sincerity is very intimately intertwined with the Islamic Republic. And we also find that this is one of the reasons why the Islamic Republic of Iran has never bowed down to the bullying of the arrogant powers of the world. The arrogant powers of the world have tried their best to make Iran submit. We find that in one of his last speeches, Shahid Sayyid Ali Khamenei, he had very eloquently and clearly stated this fact. He said that the arrogant powers of the world, they want Iran to submit, and that they will ask for nothing else. But despite the great pressures upon the Islamic Republic, we find that Iran has never submitted and Iran has never bowed down. Of course, one of the reasons is this very powerful sincerity, which means that they only see the Almighty Allah.
IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir. And now we invite you to listen to Sheikh Hamza Yusuf.
So one of the things that Allah loves, and there's a hadith that Allah afflicts people He loves just to hear them call on Him. Subhanallah. It's only for a short time. I mean, that's the thing. If you just keep it in perspective, it's just like the dentist. He said, this is only going to hurt for a second. But he's doing it for your benefit. And that's why you let him do it. It's true or not true. You know, this is just going to hurt for a second. Just, okay, go ahead. Oh, it's over. That's what you say when they, you know, you do something to the child, get a sliver out. It's just for a second. And then they're crying and crying and crying. It's over. It's over. And then you hug them and everything's all right. And that's the thing about dunya. It's just, we're getting the tooth pulled out. It's 70 years, 80 maximum. But if you relate it to infinity, it's canceled out. So stop complaining. Really, just sit back and relax. You know what it's like? I've seen this with my own child. And you could do this. Take the child, don't do this. Take the child, I don't want to be responsible. It's America, they sue you if stuff like that. If you take a child and you throw the child up, there's a point where you see this. They go into this state of complete panic. And then when they come back to your arms, they're laughing. That is dunya. I guarantee you, that moment, that is your life. You came from God, and you're going back to God. And there's just a moment where you're in a complete state of panic. But just relax. You're in good hands. So just relax. The Moroccans say, رَيَّحْ بَالَكْ وَتَعْلَمَ السِّبَاحَ. Relax the mind and learn to swim. Seriously, relax the mind and do you remember when you first learned to swim? I remember. I'll never forget it. I got placed on my back and the person told me, relax completely. I was scared to death. Relax completely. What are you talking about? I'm going to drown. No, you're not. You're going to float. Relax. And it was frightening in the beginning, but once you learn to relax, suddenly you were floating and everything was fine. And that's dunya. You just have to relax. We're in the ocean of dunya and we need to just float. Just keep afloat. Don't drown. They're all drowning out there. Because it's, you know, the person who drowns, they come up and they're in a state of panic. If they would just relax, they wouldn't drown. But the panic is causing them to drown. And that's what's happening with all these people out there. It's the panic. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ خُلِقَ هَلُوعًا. Human beings are created in a state of anxiety. إِذَا مَسَّهُ شَرُّ جَزُوعًا. When any harm afflicts them, they panic. وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الْخَيْرُ مَنُوعًا. And when good comes to them, they withhold. They don't want to share it with anybody. إِلَّا الْمُصَلِّينَ. Except the people of prayer. They're in a different state. And that's the people we want to be from the mustathnayun, the people that are exempted from that other state. Because that trust in Allah is what saves you. Muhammad, Ya Rasulullah, Ya Habib Allah, يا خليل الله محمد. محمد يا رسول الله محمد يا شفيع الله محمد يا بشير الله يا رسول
Welcome back, dear friends. So we are talking about sincerity and how it is an engine for victories. and of course how it strengthens our ubudiyya, our worship, our servitude, and our obedience to Allah. So we spoke a little bit in the last segment about how sincerity, it removes hypocrisy from within our hearts, our minds, and our souls. And the more sincere an individual is, it means that they begin to only see the Almighty Allah, and the only purpose in one's life becomes the ubudiyya and the servitude and the worship and the obedience to the Almighty Allah. So on the other hand, you know, we had talked a little bit about how the Islamic Republic of Iran, because of its sincerity to the goals delineated by the pure Muhammadan Islam, has never bowed down to the bullying of the arrogant powers of the world, despite the very heavy amount of bullying that these arrogant powers have done against the Islamic Republic and its people for over 47 years. But on the other hand, we find, for example, the Zionist regime of Israel, that despite having, you know, one of the so-called most powerful armies of the region, if not perhaps the world, it threatens every single day. But at the same time, it retreats every day. The Zionist regime has not been able to completely eradicate the resistance in Palestine, or the resistance in Yemen, or the resistance in Lebanon. Despite all the threats and all the murder of innocent men, women, and children, matter of fact, they have retreated. Yes, face value, they try to portray themselves as winning, but in reality, they are retreating. And for any real analyst who is unbiased and is not prejudiced, this can be clearly seen. And the reason that the Zionist regime retreats is because, one, they do not have this sincerity in their mission. There is a lot of hypocrisy in their mission. Most of it is connected to gaining power and money and wealth and position and status. And on the other hand, they also know the spirit of sincerity that they are facing when it comes to these various different resistance groups in the region. And the spirit of servitude and sincerity, it ultimately means invincibility. And this is what the arrogant powers of the world are facing when they are facing the resistance groups and factions in the region, and at the forefront, the Islamic Republic of Iran. As each day goes by, despite the pressure and the troubles and the trials and the hardships, it seems that in essence and fundamentally, the Islamic Republic is becoming more and more powerful, which of course shows why the arrogant powers of the world are becoming more and more savage and cruel in their behavior towards the Islamic Republic. But of course, in the end, we find that sincerity is an engine that brings about victories, and divine victories at that, and that no sanction or no bullying can turn off this engine of victories, which is connected to our ubudiyya, our worship, our servitude, and our obedience to Allah. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, Foresight. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.
ونعم الوكيل نعم المولى. değil, hasbunallah.